Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Yes, yes, yes. Every day is Saturday. Welcome back to the show. It's Sam Crowley. It's great to have you here. You know, Jesse, my mulch guy, is banking some serious cash. Got to share the story. Got to share the Every Day is Saturday story. You know, sometimes we make the journey just a little too difficult. We think, boy, I just don't know how to make any money and get some freedom and have any type of self-worth. Man, I'm going to talk about all of that today because Jesse the mulch guy, who just laid down all my mulch for $140. Let me tell you something. I can't even think straight. I'm so happy. I'm happier than a pig in slot, man, like I ate a banana sideways, because I would have gladly paid $200 to have my mulch put down. Because when you think about it, you know, think, what are you talking about, mulch? What's it? What, I dial into a gardening show? No. It's the Everyday Saturday podcast. Streaming on iTunes, the number one motivational podcast on the planet, downloaded in over 100 countries. Now, you're in the right spot. I just want to share a great entrepreneurial story about Jesse and the mulch guy and how he started and what he's doing now. And he's banking some serious coin, I think. You know, no, you may not be impressed, but why don't you let me share the story with you, and then we'll all be the judge. Because sometimes, like I said, we make this whole journey just a little bit too difficult. You know what's funny? Well, first, let me just get into if you're a first-time listener to the show, welcome. Welcome. It is so great to have you. Head on over to iTunes. Make sure you've subscribed to the show. And if you've heard more than one episode and you know you love it, come on, you know you love the show, you better leave a 5-star rating, because I'll read it on the podcast and we'll do a little love back and forth, right? The whole boomerang effect. You throw it out and it comes back to you. So we talk about making some extra money, because the entrepreneurial journey, you got to make money. You don't get focused on it. You don't let it rule your life. Money does not control you, all right? You learn how to control money, and you will be living a very wealthy life. Money does not control you. So there's this guy, Jesse, and I met Jesse a few years ago. Or was it last year? That's like the old Stephen Wright joke. You know, I ran into a guy 10 years ago. Or was it yesterday? But no, Jesse has been mowing lawns in our development. We live in a very small 17-home cul-de-sac here outside of Cincinnati, Ohio. And we go back to New York State for about a month or so. Last year, it was about 6 or 7 weeks. We go back out of Victorian home back there and just hang out. Excuse me, just chill out. So I caught up with Jesse last year, and I said, hey, man, Sam Crowley, good to meet you. See you mowing your lawns around here for a while. Can you mow my lawn while we are back in New York State? We're going to be gone about 6-8 weeks or so. He's like, yeah, sure. And he quoted me $35 a pop, which I thought was cheap. I thought it was going to be like $50 minimum. You know, I don't have a huge lot. It's probably, I don't know what it, I don't even know. Don't even know. Just picture middle America lot for a cul-de-sac, maybe 3/4 of an acre, maybe. I don't know. So anyway, good size, but takes me about an hour to mow my lawn front and back with a 36-inch cut on my Club Cadet walk behind. I got a nice mower, man. I bought this thing at Home Depot 4 years ago. It was $1,200. And it, so you get the exercise. I mow my lawn. I love mowing my lawn. Now, some people think I'm crazy. I live for it. You know, there's some times I'd rather go do this or that. But for the most part, like yesterday was lawn day. And I was so loving because it's been raining for like 5 days straight. Oh, by the way, brag alert, I planted grass in my front yard. This is turning into the horticultural podcast. But I got to tell you, man, this is stuff that gets me jacked up. I put my $5 Walmart shoes on. If you haven't seen those, I just posted them on Instagram yesterday. I put my feet up and my $5 Walmart slip-ons and took a photo, posted it to Instagram. Check it out. But yesterday was a great day to do lawn work, and I love doing it. So yeah, I got the $1,200 mower at Home Depot 4 years ago, and I saw I'm stepping into the big time, man. This is where I really step up my game. No more of these little walk behind, self-propelled. And by the way, if you got those, nothing wrong with those. I'm stepping up my horticultural game, to which I did. So I got to get on with this podcast. We're never going to get to the story. So Jesse agrees to mow my lawn, $35 a pop, gladly paid. And so when I came back, he gave me the bill. I don't know, it was a couple $100 or so. And I see he also mows people in our neighborhood. And I think he does a few others. So, of course, I just go right to it. You know, so how long have you been doing this? How much you making? How do you like it? Tell me your story. And I'll tell you what, man. I get so much inspiration from people. And I just love the freaking entrepreneur. I just love people that think. So Jesse bought this mower. You know how much these things cost, man? You know what the ones I'm talking about? He's got the zero-turn mower. You sit down, and it's a zero-turn mower, you know? And it might have been $6,000-$8,000, something like that. I'm like, holy cow, because I know. I mean, I got this badass thing, this $1,200 Club Cadet thing, and I thought I was styling. Dude, look at what you got. Zero-turn, $8,000. I didn't even know you can spend that much on a mower. He's like, yeah. But he goes, you know what? It paid me back in about 18 months. I go, oh, really? So this was an investment. This was a productive expense, not a fixed expense. The difference is your productive expenses are actually expenses that will pay you back in the long run. Your fixed expenses are your electric, your water, sewer, gas, things like that. You got to have those every month in order to keep the lights on, literally. You know, the mortgage, insurance, all that stuff. Productive expense, you buy it, and it's supposed to produce revenue for you, okay? So he buys this killer mower, and he's mowing a lot of lots. I think he's up, I don't know, he's got probably like, let's just say he's got 20. I know he's probably got more than that, but let me use that as a round number. I forget what he said. So at $35 a pop, he's mowing weekly. He's in our neighborhood every week. Now, whether they need a lawn mower or not, it doesn't matter, man. He's mowing their lawn. I got to give him all the credit in the world. It's like when you're a bartender and they see the glass like halfway gone. Hey, top that off for you. Yep. Oh, yeah, sure. Barkeep, go right. Oh, great. Let me just do that and hit you for another one. Just take it out of here. Yeah, sure. Great. Thanks a lot. Same thing when you're mowing lawns. Just keep on mowing until they say, hey, whoa, dude, this is kind of brown this week. Why are you mowing? Yeah, which I've had to actually say to guys before. Got to give them credit for trying, though. So 20 lawns at, let's just say $40 a pop, round it up. Mine's a little bit maybe smaller than the other ones he does. So 20 times 40 is $800. So 20 lawns, $40 a pop, $800 a week, 4 weeks, $3,200, all cash. You know it. I know it. It is all cash. And you got to buy your gas and maintain your mower and things like that. But let's just put that to the side for now. So I was like, Jesse, what do you do for a living? Because he's got a T-shirt, you know, on that says his lawn care business on it. He goes, well, actually, I have a regular job. I work 9 to 5 at GE, the aviation plant here in Cincinnati. Pretty big operation. And he's an engineer or something like that. I mean, I couldn't believe it. You know, I was like, whoa, really? He goes, yeah, he's got a daughter. He had his daughter yesterday doing the mulch and the flowers outside of our development. Jesse landed the contract to do the landscaping in our development. So he does the flowers, mulch, and things like that. Keeps the flower beds nice in front of our development. So he scored a few more bucks there. So he's like, yeah, I work at GE. And I've been there for a number of years. Here, you know, what actually happened? I go, yeah, tell me the story, man. I never thought I'd ever use it on a podcast, but I'm thinking, you know, what should we talk about today? And I think these stories are more empowering than the guy or girl that you know that's making $100,000 a month. I really do. So he says, well, you know, here's the story. Here's the backstory. You sure you want to know my story, Sam? I'm like, I'm positive I want to know your story, Jesse. And he said, okay, here's the deal. I was going to school. At night, I was going to a community college, and then I got my regular degree. And once I landed this job, I found I was, you know, it was 5 o'clock at night, and I felt like I still needed to do more. You know, imagine that, somebody that works all day and they feel like they still need to do more. He goes, you know, I'm young, and you know, he's probably, I don't know, early 40s or so. That's great that he thinks early 40s is young. I was like, oh, right on, brother. Yeah, we're young. He's looking at me like, yeah, you're not so young. So. He goes, I just felt like I needed to do more. I didn't want to look back. This was his words. True story. Swear to God, I did not say this. I didn't put words into his mouth. He said this, but he said, you know, I want to look back and think I could have done more. Excuse you? I've never heard. I rarely heard anybody ever say that. What did you say again, Jesse? He goes, well, I just felt like I needed to do more, and I didn't want to look back when I was 65 years old and think I could have done more. I just wanted to. Seriously, my bromance level was going through the roof. I mean, if we weren't out in my driveway, I damn near almost jumped in his arms and gave him a big hug like, you know, some figure skater after just, you know, landing the 10.0. It was just crazy the way he was talking. I was like, wow. So I hired him to do my mulch yesterday for $140. I know, because it takes me 55 bags of mulch at Home Depot to do my front of the house, you know? So forget $55 times $3 a bag, $150, $165 roughly plus tax. So figure I'm out $175 for mulch. And that doesn't include how many times I got to go back to Home Depot to get the 55 bag. It's at least four trips. You know, we got an enclave. It doesn't fit that many in there. Probably four trips. Anyway, so he charges me $140, brings his trailer with the mulch in the back of it, shovels it out, wheelbarrow in there, and things like that. And I'm thinking, wow. So you're an engineer, and you already have a pretty good job. You have health insurance. All your benefits are taken care of, but you still want to supplement that income. Let me tell you. Let's round it off, okay? Let's figure $3,000 a month he's doing mowing lawns. And in Cincinnati, you're mowing April, May, June, July, August, September, October. You're probably slowing down. So we'll say 6 months. Well, we'll say 7 months because you're going to mow into November maybe the first week. We'll say 7 months you're mowing in Cincinnati. So 3,000 times 7 months is $21,000 cash, all right? $21,000 cash. Let's figure expenses, take a few grand out. Let's figure, you know, 18 grand. 18 grand of cash is probably equivalent to making about $30,000 a year doing the old W-2 way, you know, before taxes and everything, all that stuff comes out. So maybe like 27 grand. I don't know. It doesn't matter. You get the point, right? So let's just say he's making 20 grand a year doing this. You know, after 5 years, he's going to sock away $100,000. And look, I'm lowballing because I know he's probably got more than 20 lots, but that's as many as I thought I caught when he said yesterday. He might have 30. I don't know. But let's just say after 5 years, he's socking away an extra 100 grand cash. Cash. You know, with compounding interest, when you invest that money in the market or anything that's paying any amount of money, or if you decide to be really creative, get online and start doing some CPA advertising, cost per acquisition, or doing some affiliate marketing, my God, you could explode that. But we won't get into that today. But just think about that. What are you doing? How much time do you got? Because here's what you got with your free time. Either you're reinvesting it into what you love to do, your passion. I'm assuming if you're at a job right now and you don't look. If you're at a job right now and you love your job, why are you listening to me? Who played this horrible trick on you that they actually plugged you into my show because you actually love your job? You're going to end up hating your job and quitting, and then your boss is going to be all mad at me. I don't want anybody mad at me. So I assume you don't want to be in a job if you're in one right now. And who couldn't use more income? And I can hear people saying, well, I don't want to mow lawns. I'm not talking about mowing lawns. I'm just saying think about the time you have. Here's Jesse saying he probably gets off work 5 o'clock, gets the mower, gets changed. He's out doing lawn. I see him out here around 6 o'clock at night, you know? So he's working from 6 to 8, maybe 6 to 8:30. He's only working a couple hours now. He's got an 11-year-old daughter and a 5-year-old daughter, but he had his 11-year-old daughter with him because she's going on a trip to Washington, D.C., I think he said, and for school. And she needs money, so he's paying her a few extra bucks to help him do the flowers for the front. I mean, guys, look, this is the entrepreneurial dream. I mean, this is how kids learn. This is how adults stay healthy, stay fit. Your mind and body stays fit. What can you do? I mean, can you walk a dog? Can you put an ad on Craigslist for a dog sitting service, for a dog walking service? Can you go over and water somebody's plants? You know, these concierge services are big bucks. They got a few of them here in Cincinnati. Like when you're on vacation, literally people, even if you're not on vacation, they'll do your grocery shopping for you. They'll pick up your dry cleaning. When you're on vacation, they'll water your plants. They'll watch your pets. I mean, concierge services make a lot of money. So you don't need to, if you're concerned about, well, you know, I'm a middle-aged female and I'm not in the greatest shape of my life and I never really liked mowing the lawn when I could mow the lawn, so I'm not interested certainly doing that. Well, hey, don't worry about that. I'm just saying use that example and use those words from Jesse the landscaper. God, I had a great time with him. You know, just learning, listening. He probably thought I was, I got the impression after about, because I was like interrogating this guy like a hostage, man, in my driveway. He's holding the shovel. All he wants to do, it's a Sunday. All he wants to do is scoop that damn shovel into the mulch and put it in the wheelbarrow and get it on the beds and get out, you know. And I'm sitting there saying, so tell me exactly, like, when you go mow the lots. I mean, I was drilling right down. I was fascinated. And it had nothing to do with money. He wasn't making $1 million. You know what he's got that a lot of people don't have? He's content. You can see it in his, you can just see the simple life. He's content. And so many people, I know and you know, okay? We all know people that make a lot of money that you look at them and it just, they're sweating stress. They're just, it's so, life is so damn stressful. They're wearing their worry all over them. And if that's you, just stop. Just stop. Simplify your life. We talked about with Pastor Shane yesterday on the show about meditating. It's a great podcast, by the way, Jesus and Yoga. Great title too, but I can't take credit that Shane's title. But it talks about meditating on the Word of God. And you know, if you're not Christian or if you're not a person and have you have a religion, I'm not here to convert you. I'm just saying, you know, I meditate and I love to meditate on the Word of God and I love to meditate on Scripture. And I'm not even very good. As a matter of fact, I suck at it. You know why? Because I'm so freaking ADD. I close my eyes for a second and try to meditate and I think about this text message that I need to send to somebody or, you know, the dog food I didn't get at Kroger or my kids. I got to get my daughters today. I'm like paranoid right now. It's 2:15 in the afternoon, Monday, May 19th, and I got to get my girls in literally 40 minutes. And I've got alarms on my phone. My wife's texting me. How about that? Always anything I'm going to forget. But I tell you what, man, my prayer for you and me together, both of us, is to live out this life with minimal stress. You know, you don't get out of life without any stress. But you know what's true is that we all can have an ideal feeling. We all can have that ideal day. We don't need to create all of this worry and all this, you know, drummed up stuff. You know, life's pretty damn good for me. And it was pretty damn good for me when I was broke too. I'm not saying it has anything to do with money. My kids are healthy. I'm healthy. Went on another 5-mile run today. Thank you very much. Everything's good. If everything's not good with you, make it good. If you're worried about money, make some extra money. You know, I shared that story with Jesse today because, yeah, I think it's great that a guy can drop. Maybe he's making 50 grand, but I'm just going to keep conservative. I think it's great that somebody in their, you know, 40s can make 30 grand in a summer, be outside all the time. And it's not like he's outside every night. Just be outside all the time and spend some time with your kid at the same time. He figured it out. I got to give him a lot of credit because he could have very easily just kicked back, you know, popped open a cold one after work and hung out and that was it. But he's not doing that. And I think there's a reason. And there's a reason I know why I would be doing that. I'm not sure if you feel the same way, but don't you just like to stay sharp? Don't you like to stay fit? Don't you like to stay healthy? And wouldn't it be great if you could stay sharp, stay fit, stay healthy, and still make some money on the side and enjoy life? You know, let's quit making life so damn complicated. I found that the more I've simplified my life, which involved saying no a lot, I say no now more than I've ever said in my entire life. And it's not because I've turned into a jerk. It's because I've gotten pretty selfish with my time. You know, hey, let's go do this. No, let's go do this. No. Hey, Sam, you want to do this product line? No. I bet, and this is going to sound so arrogant, and I don't mean it to be, but I've had so many people approach me to work together online, and I've said no to just about, I think, every one of them, except one, Zach Crawford. Zach Crawford and I are doing a product launch at the end of this month in May. Next week, we start. And wait till you see this, what he has put together. We're taking every product I've created, every product he's created, giving it away. Well, we're selling it at a ridiculously low price. And then we're creating a Facebook group with just he and I. They're going to work with people together. And it's going to be great. But that's the only person I'm working with because I've turned actually from the teacher with Zach to the student, you know. And our goal is to hold each other accountable to making 100 grand a month. It's called the Six-Figure Saturday. That's what it's called, this summer. Sneak peek. Never heard. Nobody else knows that. Nobody else knows Six-Figure Saturday's coming. But Zach and I are putting it together. It's going to be great. You know, we're going to work together all summer and help people out. That's cool. I like that. All the other stuff, I don't like. Why? Because it creates a lot of time. I'm very protective of my time. So you should be too. Only do the stuff that you really love to do. Start saying no a few times to people. Start saying no. Not every opportunity is a great opportunity, especially if it doesn't feel right. You just know. If it doesn't feel perfect, like a perfect fit, like something you would jump out of bed to do, then just don't do it. And be like Jesse. Have those thoughts. You know, when I'm 65 years old, I don't want to look back and think, I could have done more. Get out and do it now. Sam Crowley, have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.